Dublin?
Adam.
Okay. Alright, let's see a few more phrases. What if somebody asks you to go with them somewhere and you're not quite sure that you want to? You say, well, I don't know.
I don't believe I care about going there. I've never been there. I don't believe I want to go.
Okay. Well, what about if you have a friend who's very sick and he's not likely to get any better? If somebody asks you how he's come along, you say, well, it just seems...
Oh, he's just not doing any good, or he's... Well, that's just about it.
Okay. What about if you're asked to go somewhere without your husband? You might say, well, I won't go...
Unless he goes.
All right. Or what about, you were doing some work and you could have used some help? You might ask somebody afterward, well, why'd you just sit around?
And do nothing.
Maybe why'd you just sit around instead of helping me?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if you like a person, and the reason you like this person is that he's a very funny individual, and somebody asks you why you like him, you say, well, I like him.
Because he's comical, or because he's interesting, or... Good company.
Okay. All right, Bertman, I'll ask you a few things about the church, religion, that sort of thing. When somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he did what?
He joined the church.
Joined the church. And when you go to church, you go to worship, or you pray to?
The God.
And when you go to church, the preacher preaches a...
sermon.
Some people say they don't care, might not care much about hearing the sermon. They just go listen to the
singing.
Okay.
Music.
And what about if somebody was looking at listening to that music, they say, my goodness, that music is just
out of this world. I'd say.
Okay. Or if you were looking at a real pretty sunset, you say that sunset's just
beautiful.
What about if you were going to church and you had a flat tire on your car? Why are you trying to, you might say to yourself, well, by the time I change this flat tire, church will
be over with.
What do you call the enemy and the opposite of God? That's the...
No, devil.
Have you ever heard of the devil calling anything?
Satan.
Any nicknames for the devil?
I'm just calling you that when I say it.
Have you ever
the
heard?
Bad man. You used to scare the kids, you know. Oh, my baby, don't do this. The bad man will get you.
Have you ever heard people call it Boogie Man?
Yeah.
That's the devil.
That's the devil.
Yeah. I wonder what are these things that people sometimes think they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Not that I know of.
Spooks or...
Yeah. Spooks. Spooky. You know, you go to a cemetery and it is spooky. It's a late night.
Okay, well, what about a house that's supposed to have these things in
it? Haunted house. I mean, the old-timer used to say, ain't it house?
Okay. What about, if it's a little cold, you might tell somebody, well, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
chilly.
Or if it's just, oh, I don't know, not too chilly, you might say, not just chilly, but it's...
damp, uncomfortable.
Okay. Do people ever say it's rather chilly or something like that?
Yeah, it's rather chilly.
Okay. What about if somebody asks you to go somewhere?